A team of researchers led by the University of Minnesota has invented a new technology to produce car tires from trees and grasses. Here to tell us more is Professor Paul Danhauer of the University of Minnesota, Associate Professor of Chemical Engineering and Material Science, and lead researcher of the study. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Professor Danhauer.
Hello.
Hi. So what drew you to this area of study?
Well, you know, there's all sorts of issues related to the concept of sustainability. And one of those is making materials from renewable resources.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that a fascinating area. My interests are chemistry and chemical engineering, and it's a natural fit.
Awesome. So how long have you been working on this?
I've been working on this for about 10, overall sustainable materials, 10 years, but this particular project for renewable car tires, about 2 years.
Okay. And you had some partners in this, right? Other institutions of higher learning?
That's right. So this is all funded by the National Science Foundation, but what it does is it funds a team, not just myself and my students. The team is made up of 16 faculty from around the country.
Okay. So can you describe in layman's terms how the process of turning biomass or trees and grasses into a material that can be made into tires actually works?
Sure, sure. So if you're familiar with the concept, you know, everybody's familiar with rubber, right? But what trees make and grasses is basically sugar, what we call cellulose. And we can take that sugar and then process it in a reactor to turn it into another chemical, which we can then convert into rubber. So that chemical we want to make from the sugars of grasses and trees is called isoprene.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we focused on producing.
Okay. And there are many steps in this. And so did the university team that you led work on one phase of it and the other institutions worked on another phase?
So I'd put it another way. There's two of us here at Minnesota that worked on the two parts. So to take the sugars from grasses and trees to make an intermediate chemical, kind of step one of three, was my colleague here in the department, Ketchun Zhang.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I took it and I did steps two and three to take it all the way to isoprene. And at that point, you're just at the place where you would get these chemicals from petroleum and you can put it into the system and make renewable rubber.
Got it. So there's got to be a lot of advantages to having this sort of source of isoprene as opposed to petroleum.
Well, yeah, there's several. One is that you can make it from any sugar source, which could be any part of Minnesota. So you can make it from trees, you can make it from grasses or corn.
Okay. And then let's see. Can you compare the environmental impacts of the current tire production versus this method? I mean, there's got to be umpteen reasons why this is a better solution.
Yeah, there's probably several, right? And the truth is there's a couple of simple ones and some complex ones, right? With any system this complicated. But a simple one is that any time you take sugar from biomass or grasses or trees, what you're doing is you're taking carbon that was captured from the air. So to grow a plant, the photosynthesis process grabs the CO2 in the air, converts it into the plant material. So when we take that plant and then convert it into rubber, we've essentially pulled that carbon out of the atmosphere and locked it up in this material, which won't go back into the atmosphere for a very long time. So you hear about carbon sequestration. This is essentially a way to do carbon sequestration for things that we'd actually want.
Wow. Okay, so one of the problems with tires as we have them now is disposing of them. So a tire made from isoprene from biomass, basically, is that healthier environmentally?
So in terms of disposal, it'll be identical to the tire you have right now.
Okay.
So one way to look at this is, and I know people probably don't think about their tires much unless something bad happens, right? But it turns out actually that car tires are pretty amazing technology. They actually rarely have flats. You think about how they operate. They work in the cold of northern Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
but then I can drive down to Houston in the middle of summer, and they'll still work the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to create new performance. We're grateful that we can match the same performance, but we'd like to make it from renewable materials.
Well, how are the tire companies of today reacting to this? Are they excited about it? Are they on board?
Well, all the major tire companies, or most of them, have programs to try to do this by different technologies. So you can read online. I won't list the names of the companies, but they all have had programs in the last 5 years looking at different ways that they could make renewable rubber. So right now, the University of Minnesota, any technology that's funded by the state is owned by the university, and mm-hmm. what they will do is try to take the patents that we generate here and connect with the companies throughout the country.
So the university holds the patent. Licensing is available through the, I'm guessing, the Office of Technology.
That's right. There's an University of Minnesota Office of Technology Commercialization, and then the royalties for that come back to the university.
Well, that's a plus.
That's a big plus, I think.
Yeah. And so who do you anticipate are going to be applying for these licenses?
Well, there, you think about this, the obvious one is car tire companies. So any company that would want to have that kind of rubber, we call it polyisoprene, would want this material. But there's another group of companies that might have an interest, and that's chemical companies.
Mm-hmm.
So car tire companies focus on making the tires, but they might buy the rubber from another company that makes chemicals and materials. So there's a whole different bunch of different ways this could be commercialized, and that's what's still being worked out.
Okay. So what's next for your team?
Well, we can always improve, right? So we have a pretty good process right now, but any technology like this can take years to develop. There's a lot of development to take something from the laboratory to a large-scale system. Like if you were driving down the road and you saw an ethanol plant, that started out in something about the size of a milk carton, right? A mm-hmm. small-scale system. So our goal now is to engineer the system up to a large-scale system like you'd see at a refinery.
And will that be happening at the University of Minnesota?
So part of it, yeah. So we're funded to continue researching this, and we'll develop part of it. But part of it to scale this up, what we call in the chemical industry development process, has to be done at either a startup company or a major chemical or car tire company.
And has anybody stepped forward at this point? Do you have some potential partners?
So the university is talking with people, but I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Okay. It's early in the game, I get
it. It's early in the game, yeah.
Any downsides or concerns with this new process?
You can never quite say for sure, right? I mean, to be straight up and honest, you never quite know how much energy it's going to take or what the costs are going to be. On paper, everything looks pretty good. But, you know, with any chemical process, you have to watch it carefully over its development phase.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, how far along in this process are you? Are you on a scale of 1 to 5? Are you at 4?
We're probably at 2.
Okay.
But 2 is pretty big, right? To get past the part where you can work out the chemistry and some of the chemical technology. Now you still have to go through all the development steps.
All right. Very good. Well, we're speaking with Professor Paul Danauer, Associate Professor of Chemical Engineering and Material Science and lead researcher of the study that has invented a technology to produce automobile tires from trees and grasses. So, okay, when I first read this, Paul, I have to say that my immediate visualization was, you know, little green tires with leaves and twigs sticking out, rolling down.
Right.
But they're going to look exactly like the tires that we have now because essentially you're using the same component, right?
That's right. That's right. So you think of it this way, a car tire is made of a material called a polymer. And actually, a lot of people don't know this, the car tire would naturally look kind of an off-white, like an eggshell white. But they add into it, that's what the polymer looks like, they add into it a material called carbon black to make it look dark and black like we think of it. But yeah, it'll be the identical polymer made from biomass that you have right now from petroleum, only it comes from grasses and trees.
Got it. So is there any concern if all of a sudden we're producing, you know, millions of tires from biomass that they're going to run short of supply?
I don't think so, no. If you look at, so there's been a lot of work by the federal agencies, the National Science Foundation, the Department of Energy. They look at this very closely about how much biomass we could produce here in the United States. And for chemical products like this, we have way more than we would ever need for feedstock.
Because we're not being very efficient.
But we're just not using it, to be honest. I mean, we have a lot of opportunities to use biomass that currently is just underutilized.
All right. Okay, so of the things that you've tried to make your isoprene, what's your favorite?
You mean for feedstocks?
Yes.
So we work from, so you can kind of break this up. We work from glucose forward. So anything that you could get glucose from, you could use. So you think about corn as a feedstock, right? Mm-hmm. You can take corn, and the first thing is do is break it down to glucose. Or you could take wheat straw or hybrid poplar trees or any feedstock that makes glucose will work. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, it absolutely
okay.
does.
Okay.
I'm just thinking that corn seems so sweet anyway. I mean, it's got a lot of, it seems like it has a high sugar content. Maybe that would be preferable to something like, you know, tree bark or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely would, right? I mean, right now we take the sugars from corn and we make ethanol, but we could also take that sugar, we could make materials, renewable materials. It could be just as good of a feedstock.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are there awards in your future?
well, you know, the reward of research is to keep doing it. So we're very happy about the chance to keep working on this kind of technology.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on The Roadhouse. Again, we've been speaking with Professor Paul Danauer, Associate Professor of Chemical Engineering and Material Science and lead researcher of the study that has invented a technology to produce automobile tires from trees and grasses. Thank you so much, Paul, for joining us on The Roadhouse.
Thank you.
All right.